Shalom Aleichem, Rabosei, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Lamed Vav. We are holding here the Kuf Lamed Heim and Beis, five lines up from the bottom. We have been talking about Mila being Docha Shabbos and a little bit of Machshire Mila being Docha Shabbos. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel asks, based on we've been talking about, we'd also mentioned that a baby 8 months, born in the 8th month of its gestation, Rachman Litzlan, in time of the Gemara, was not going to survive. Baruch Hashem, nowadays that is not true. But back then, the Gemara considered a baby born in the eighth month of pregnancy to be a nephel. So similar to that, not exactly the same, but similar to that, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel asks a question as follows: Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol Shesha Lamed Yom Ba'Adam Eino Nephel. Once a baby hits 30 days, we assume that it is not a nephel. Meaning, 30 days in, where we're concerned that the baby will not make it, but after it hits 30 days, so Baruch Hashem, the baby is considered viable. Shenemar, how do you know? Pasuk says, "Yuftu Yafni Ben Chodesh Tifta," that the Pidyon HaBen is done after a month of the baby's life. And Rashi says, "Midatali Bahach Ishma Mino Achshav Nisbayer Shu Ben Kayama." Right? Apparently, since the Pasuk made a Pidyon HaBen dependent on, right, after a month, right, why don't you do it on the first day? So since we do it after a month, apparently, what do you see? You see that after 30 days, the baby is considered viable. What about an animal? So the Gemara says, Shmonas Yamim Bibahema Eino Nephel. That it's 8 days by an animal. Shenamar L'miyom HaShmini V'Hala Yeretzel Korban Yishol Hashem. That on the 8th day, an animal is fit to be brought as a korban. So you see that up until 30 days for a person, and up until 8 days for an animal, haloshaha sveika havi, meaning up until that period, and before that time passes, apparently the baby or child is a suffik whether it's going to survive. So the Gemara asks, mimhal hechi ma'alinale, how in the world could you give a baby that is unsure, that we're unsure whether it's going to survive or not, a mila on Shabbos? Right, the Rashi says, "Dilma nefelu v'lo chazi limo v'osu chabura shelo l'shem mitzvah." Right, could you give a baby this bris? We don't know if he's going to make it. Some Rav Adi Bar Ava, "Mala no sami manavshach," because either way, manavshach, either way, we should give him a mila. Imchayu, if he's going to survive, Baruch Hashem, so shaper, that works out great. Kamahil, right, you're giving him a mila. Vimlav, and if it's not, so says the Gemara, this is Rav Adi Bar Ava, this is Shita, which we're going to see is a machokas. Imlav mechatech bebasaru. If the baby's not going to survive, it's just like you're cutting a piece of meat. Right? The baby, in other words, the baby is already considered dead. So you're not giving him a chal Shabbos. What's the potential chal Shabbos by giving someone a mila? Well, that's netilas neshama. So they're making a chabura. Well, if the baby's dead already, so there is no chal Shabbos for that malacha. So the Gemara says, "Ay, v'elah haditanya." If that's true, if that's the logic, if that's the reason why we give a baby his bris on his 8th day, even though he's a suffik, whether he's going to survive or not, lechora, the haditanya suffik ben zayin suffik ben ches. Right? We said before that if a baby is a suffik, whether he was born in the 7th month or the 8th month, i.e., in the 7th month he's going to survive, in the 8th month he's not. So ain't we said ain't mechalan loves the Shabbos? You don't give that baby a bris. So the Gemara says, "Am I? Why not? The same logic. Nim halei b'manavshach. Im chayu shapir kamahil v'im lav mechatek b'basaru." Right? If he's a 7th month baby, so he's going to survive. So you're giving him an amila. If he's an 8 month baby, so then he's not going to survive, and it's just like you're chopping meat. It's not. He's considered already dead. So Amarav Barid Ravina Anav Rav Nechuni Bar Zecharia Targumina Mimohil Mimhil Hachinami Ma'alinan Lei. We explained that you do give him a mila, meaning that when the Brisa said that you don't eat mechalan loves the Shabbos, didn't mean to say you don't give him a mila. No, you do give him a mila, because as we said, either way, there's not going to be a chel Shabbos. Lo nitzucha el lemachshire mila v'ali b'drabi Eliezer. When that Brisa, suffix zayin, suffix ches, you're not going to be mechal Shabbos, what does that mean? That doesn't mean that you're not going to do a mila. That means you're not going to be mechal Shabbos to do the machshire mila. And this is according to Rabbi Eliezer, right? Rabbi Eliezer's shita was that if you do, you're allowed to violate the Shabbos for even machshire mila, even chopping down wood to make fire, to make a blade, etc., etc. But if it's a suffik, whether the mila should be good or not, we're not going to allow you to do the machshire mila on Shabbos. But everybody would agree that Mimanav Shach, you should do the mila on Shabbos. Okay. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Kitanai. This is a machogas tanaim. What is a machogas tanaim? So Rashi says, Nefo gomor, imchashiv kames. Right? This statement which we had at the top of the Amud, Rav Ada Bar Ava, that said that basically, if a baby is a nafel, if it's not going to survive, then it's considered to be already dead, and if you cut it, so there's no iser midoraisa, it's just like you're chopping meat, and it's not going to be an iser chabura, that's actually a machlokes tanoim. The pasuk says, if an animal dies, so there are a couple of phrases that, just to get down, if this, an animal dies straight up without shechita, so that's something called a nevela. Right? It's a nevela, and it is metame. That's what this pasuk says, that if an animal that you're allowed to eat dies without shechita, it is metame. There's also something called a trefa. Trefa, as perhaps you're familiar, the word treif, literally, the trefa is an animal that's not going to survive. If an animal, let's say, has a puncture in its lung, that's right, again, after you shecht an animal, we try and check its lungs to make sure it's glatt, it's smooth, meaning there are no punctures. That's one of the many things that the kashrus people check for. So a trefa is not going to survive, and therefore its shechita will not allow it to eat. However, if it's shechted, it does remove the tumah. Meaning if an animal will die, a kosher animal dies straight up, it's considered an avela and it's tame. If you shecht it, so then it is obviously mutter to eat and not tame. A trefa, if you shecht it, it's not mutter to eat because it's a treif, right? But it's going to die, but it will no longer be tame. So that's what that pasuk comes to teach us, that the chiyamus min ha-behema asher hi lachem la'ochla, lahavi ben shmona she'en shchitaso metaraso. That according to the Tanakhama, that an animal, an 8-month-old animal, now we assume that, let's say a cow, right? I actually looked this up, a cow's gestation is 9 1/3 months. So, you know, Gemara is assuming that just like a human baby, again, in the times of the Gemara, would not survive if it was born in the 8th month, so too a cow's baby would not survive if it was born in the 8th month. So that includes, that pasuk, the drasha we're learning here, according to the Tanakhama, is lahavi ben shmona she'en shechitaso metaraso, that an 8-month cow that is born, its shechita will not make it tahor, meaning it's already considered dead. It's already considered anavela. Right, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, again, that's the sheet of Rav Ada Bar Ava that we had at the top. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim Shechitaso Metaraso. No, that you can shecht, it's not considered dead yet, and you can shecht it and remove the tumah. You're not going to be able to eat it because it's a trefa, but you can shecht it and remove the tumah, it's not going to be considered a menavela. My love, Akam Efugi, the Marsa Rechaihu, Marsa Remesu. Right, isn't that our machlokas, whether a baby that is, or an offspring that is born in the 8th month will survive? Is it considered, right, it won't survive, but is it considered alive or dead, even when it's walking and breathing and kicking? So Marava, Rava says, no, that can't be the machlokas, because Yehachia, the mythically linen tum of Atara, mythically linen achila. Why don't they just argue in terms of eating? Right, you don't need to, why would they argue being tum and taro? Right, if it's alive, right, if they hold it's alive and you shecht it, so you should be able to eat it, right? If it's alive. To Elo de Kuli Alma, rather no. Everybody agrees that it's a mace. That an 8-month-old offspring is considered a mace, and they agree with Rav Ada Bar Ava, and it's not a machlokas tanaim. What's a machlokas? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Savri Ketrefa. They hold that it's like a trefa. I mean, trefa lav afogav de mesa hishchitasa metarasa. Just like a trefa, even though it's considered to be dead, right? If you shecht it, that removes the tuma. It won't be a nevela. The hachanami loshna. So too over here, that even though the animal is going to die eventually because it's born in the 8th month, if you shecht it, so then that removes it from being a nevela. Removes the potential tuma. For a baran, the Tanakama holds lo dami the trefa. It's not like a trefa at all, because trefa haisa l'shas kosher. Because a trefa at some point was kosher, literally kosher, but had a moment where before it was a trefa, you could have shechted it and it would have been fine. But high lo hai saloshas kosher. But this one, baby that was born in the 8th month, never had an opportunity, never had a chance. It was never going to be kosher. It was a trefa straight up from when it was born. So at that point, you cannot just shecht it and remove it from the possibility, from the potential of Toma. The Gemara says, one second, so what about an animal that was born a trefa? Right, an animal that was born a trefa, let's say it was born with a puncture in its lung. So you can never shecht it and eat it, if you shecht it, it's not tame. It's not, I'm not sure where we learned that, but that's the implication of the Gemara. Right, it's not tame if you shecht it. So the Gemara says, Hasam yesh bemina shchita. No, because in that scenario, there is its type of animal that is kosher, that is able to be shechted, meaning animals that are, meaning there is a type of trefa that you could theoretically shecht and eat, i.e. an animal that was not a trefa and then became a trefa. So there's a hacha over here, but in terms of all 8-month offspring of kosher animals, so ein b'mino shechita, you can never shecht them, they're never going to be kosher, so therefore that's why that would be different than an animal that was born a trefa, because you have trefas that were at some point viable and able to be shechted and eaten. Okay, Iboilu, we asked the question. Now back to, again, Rav Shimon Gamliel said the first thing he said was that a baby is not considered to be fully viable until 30 days, and an animal has 8 days. The Gemara says like this, Iboilu, mi pligra rabbanan alead Rav Shimon Gamliel olo. Do the rabbanan agree with Rav Shimon Gamliel, or do they disagree? So intam shalomar pligi, and if you tell me that they're going to argue, so halacha kamoso, ain't halacha kamoso, and if there's a machlokes, so what's the halacha? So tashma, I'll prove it to you. Let's see, egel shalom biyamtiv. Let's say there's a cow that's born on yamtiv. So shoch then also biyamtiv, you can shecht it on yamtiv. Right, so apparently 1 day's old, right? It was born that day. Mistama, it is not considered a trefa, right? Apparently they disagree with him. So Gemara says, "How come my skin? No, what's the case here? The kimle b'gavei shekalu luchadashav. Well, you know completely, for sure, without a doubt, that the cow filled in full entire 9 1/3 months of gestation. That even in that case, I'm sure Gamliel, again, if you don't know, if you think you're not sure, it's an 8-month baby, whatever, so then, you know, you have to wait and see. But if you know for certainty, let's say, I don't know, you remove this cow from all other male cows, from all other bulls, and it was only 9 1/3 months ago that it was near a bull, so Lamaisa, you know, it had full gestation, so therefore it's going to be mutter. You can even shecht it on the first day. Even Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree that you don't need to wait the 8 days. Toshma, bring another proof. V'shavin shim nolad hu umumo imo. Let's say there's a bechor. The din is that a bechor goes to the kohen. If it has a mum, so then the kohen is allowed to, right, in general a bechor is a korban. If it has a mum, the kohen is allowed to use it for himself. However, right, that's not always, Cohen can't just jack it if he sees like a little, you know, bruise on its ear. You have to bring it to a mumcha. So the din is like this, that you can't bring it to a mumcha, that someone who knows, you know, mumim in animals, you can't do that on Shabbos, because it's considered, or Yontif, because it's considered tikkun. Right, it's considered like changing this animal status. Before it was the Cohen was unable to use it. And then when the guy declares it, oh, that is a mum, so then it is able to use it. It's like metaken mana. So you can't do that. But vishavin, that's actually a machlokas between, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That's if you look at Rashi vishavin, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, shenechaku b'roin mumin b'yantef m'sakas beitza. Right? That's actually Machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, whether a mumcha is allowed to see these animals on Yontif. However, they v'shavin, it says our Gemara, they agree, sh'nolahu mumo imo, if the animal is born with a mum, right, let's say it's born, I don't know, without a leg. So zeh min hamumcha, that is considered prepared, and it can be shechted. Right? It's mutter to be shechted. So what does that do? That proves that, obviously, you know, they don't have to wait the 8 days. So again, the Gemara gives the same answer and says, Hachanami shekol lu chadoshim. So too over here, you're positive that the animal was 9 1/3 months, or however long it is for, I don't know, a goat or a sheep. was you positive and had the full gestation, and then therefore even Rav Shimon Gamliel would admit you could shechtan on that day. Toshma, finally, the most accurate proof, Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, the halacha is in fact like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Halacha may call the pligi, implying that the Tanakama or the Rabbanan would argue with him, and Shema Minah that there is a machokas and the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay, Amar Abaye. Abaye says like this. Nafal minagag o achlo ari, rachmana litzlan. If a baby fell from a roof, right, it died, it was killed. Right, Rashi says, betoch lamed yom, inside 30 days. So, divrei kol chayim. So, everybody agrees that we assume that it was alive. And we'll see in a second that there's going to be a knock. Who cares? Rachman al-Tzlan, the baby is not alive. It's not alive anymore. So you'll see in a second that there is a nafkamina in terms of let's say yibum or whatever. Keep somebody either. Okay, so let's just go a little bit there. So what's the machlokas? Keep pligi. Where do they dip machlokas? Where do they argue? Shepiheg v'mes, where the baby piheg I think is a yawn or a cough, where it yawned or coughed and then died, right? Meaning it was kind of like it did something to show that it was alive, and then it died. So Mar Sabra Chayu or Mar Sabra Mesu. So the Chachamim will hold that it was alive, or the Shimon Gamliel will hold that it was not. So Gemara says Lamai Nafkamina. Again, Rachman Letzlan, the baby is not alive anymore. So who cares? So Gemara says Lifto Mina Yibum. Right? We know that if a woman Rachman Letzlan loses, not a happy daf today. Yeah, Rachman Letzlan, if a woman loses her husband, so she is supposed, theoretically, we don't do it anymore, but theoretically is supposed to marry the husband's brother if she has no children. Let's say she had a child, so then she's pater from Yibum. She doesn't have to do Yibum, or she doesn't have to do Chalitza either. She can just marry whoever she wants. So questions like this, let's say you had an animal, let's say they had a baby like this, that Rachman Letzlan, woman's had a lot of tragedy in her life, that she had a baby that died. So if it was considered a viable child, so then she's not shaykh to Yibum. If it's considered not viable, so then she is still impacted by Yibum and Chalitza. So the Gemara says, Nafal min agag o achlo ari, divrei kol chayu. So the Gemara asks a question. So one second. Nafal min agag o achlo ari, everybody holds that if it got killed, Rachman al-Tzlan, it was considered a viable baby. And he brought them, again, this calf, the third born calf of its mother. Chazal say all over the place that apparently was the best type of meat, third born to its mother. And he brought it on, Bihamama de Shiva. It was the seventh day after the baby, after the calf had been born. So Amrale, and they said to him, if you had waited ad orta until tonight, meaning until the eighth day, we would have eaten it. But hashav, since you shechted it before shkia, lo achlinu mine, we're not going to eat it from it. And again, you see over here that the animal was killed, right? I.e., it was shechted, but it was killed. But they still had a safek that maybe it wasn't shayach, that it wasn't viable. So Gemara says, you're right. Elikish apiyek umeis tibrei kol mesu. Rather, the machlokas is like this: that if a child, if the baby or the animal did some sort of yawning or coughing or whatever, and then it died, right? So then, you know, unfortunately, we see that it wasn't really healthy. Everybody agrees it's considered mes. Ki pligi, the machlokas is can benafu minagag ve'achlo ari. When it was killed by some sort of, it was killed either by a lion or it fell or some sort of outer circumstances. So, Amar Sabar Mesu, Umar Sabar Chayu. That's the Machlokas. And that's, again, the Nafkamena being, let's say, Yibum that we brought before. Braid the Ravdimi Bar Yosef, Isyali Le Hayu Yanuka. Rachman al Tzlan, the son of Rav Yosef, Ravdimi Bar Yosef, had a child, and Begot Tlosin Yom Eshochim, and it died before 30 days. Yosef comes Abel Ilave, and he said Shiva. So Malayavua, his father, said to him, "Sarvanisa kavos lamechal, do you want to eat the food of the people sitting Shiva?" Meaning, it was the custom was that the people in the town would feed the people sitting Shiva. So what he said to him, like I guess kind of cruelly, he said, "What are you trying to get food from people? Right? You don't have to sit Shiva for this baby." because within 30 days. So the Gemara answer is like we did before, that Rav Dimi Bar Yosef said to him, no, I knew that this was a 9-month baby, based on patterns when he was with his wife. So therefore, he knew that it was viable, that it was going to live, and therefore he said Shiva. Similarly, Ravashi Ikla the Beir of Kahana, Isra Bey Milsa Begot Losin Yomein. Again, Ravashi's Rahman al Tzla, or I guess Rav, I'm not sure which one. I'm not sure who had what the tragedy happened to, either Ravashi or Rav Kahana, but one of them, Rahman al Tzla, lost a child. I'm trying to see, it just says Amarle. Okay, I'm not sure which one happened, but the Maisa, one of them lost a child in 30 days, and Chazi de Yosef comes Abili Love. And he saw, it must be Rav Kahana, because Rav Ashi visited, and I guess he's kind of like the point of view character. But either way, so he saw that Rav Kahana, let's just say it like that, Rav Kahana was sitting and sitting Shiva. So Malay said to him, Lo Savar Le Ma'ar, Dehad Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul, do not hold that Allah Karm Shiva Gamliel, it's not considered viable until 30 days. Or Malay again, Kimli Begaveh, Shekalu Lo Chadashav, I know for sure that the pregnancy was full term. Okay, and that we knew the baby was healthy. Itmar. It was said, Meis Betok Shloshim, if a baby died within 30 days, so Amdav Niskatsha, and then the mother went up and got herself engaged, right, and some of the father was no longer alive. So Amar Avina, again, what do you do with the Yibum? Like we said again, depending, that was the nafkamina between whether a baby is considered viable or not. So let's say the mother went, who technically could have been shayach to Yibum, let's say she went and got herself engaged to somebody else. So Amar Avina Mishmei Derava, Im Eishes Yisrael, who he choletzes, if she was a Yisrael. Meaning, a Kohen is not allowed to marry a divorcee, as Rashi says. I mean, a Kohen is actually kachal lo muter bechalitza. A Kohen is not allowed to marry someone who a divorcee or someone who went through chalitza. So, if the guy she got engaged to was a Yisrael, so then she can just do chalitza. She can just do chalitza misafek, right? As Rashi says, and just get married, and no harm, no foul. Doesn't matter, right? It's not impacting anything. But if she's Kohen, if she got engaged to a Kohen, then ain't a chalitza. Then you don't do chalitza because that would mess things up. Again, if it's a chalitza misafek, so if it's a Yisrael, so you have nothing to lose. But if it's a Kohen, so then a chalitza could possible the marriage to the new guy, to the Kohen. So you're not going to do a chalitza misafek because that could mess up the marriage. For Rav Sharbia Mishmei D'Rav Amar, Achazu V'Achazu Choletzes. No, you do chalitza for either one. Amar Le'Ravina Le'Rav Sharbia Be'orto Amar Rav Ahochi. Now the Tzafar other bay. He said, Ravina, again, where they're arguing in terms of what Rava said. So Ravina said to Rav Sharbia, so yeah, Rava said like you, but in the morning he took it back. So Amalei Shri Sua, right? He said, what are you talking about? He allowed her to marry without chalitza, and he took it back? Yeah, Rava did Tishri Tarva. What are you talking about? Is he allowing someone to eat Tarva as fats? Is he going to allow him to eat, chalev also? Like, what are you talking about? A little bit of a strange phrase, but he said, like, what are you talking about? It can't be that Rava allowed her to do this without chalitza. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda says that it is mutter to, again, back in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda had said it's mutter to give, to do a milah to an androgynous on Shabbos. Again, androgynous being someone who has both male and female genitalia. So Amar Rav Shizbi, Amar Rav Chista, lo lakol Amar Rabbi Yehuda androgynous zacharu. Right, the implication being that if Rabbi Yehuda holds an androgynous gets a milah, that's Michal Shabbos, apparently he holds that he's considered, he has the status of a male. But the Gemara says straight away, that's not exactly what's going on over here. You'll see in a second that that's not at all what Rabbi Yehuda holds. He doesn't hold that he's actually a male. She'im ata omer kein, because if you did say that androgynous was considered to be a zachar, be'erichin yarech, let him be shaykh to erichin. Now erichin is one of the ways a person is, back in the day, meher yibana beis hamikdash, was holding right before Rosh Chodesh Av, meher yibana beis hamikdash, and this will be shaykh again, but a person could take a neder, Well, there are two ways of a person to give money, or well, there are a lot of ways, but if a person would take an oath to give someone's value to the Beis HaMikdash, there are two ways for him to do that. You can either take a neder at the value of someone's value on the marketplace, or you could give what's called an erech. An erech is a fixed value for depending on where the person is in life and what his gender is. So the din is, a male of this age is so-and-so, and a female of this age is so-and-so, and the Gemara at the end of Sefer Vayikra goes through it. An androgynous is not shayach to erechim, because it is both. Right, as you'll see in a second, we know in the lo mi'arech, how do you know that an androgynous is not shayach to erechim, to these types of vows? If a person says, I'm giving the erech of this androgynous to the Beis HaMikdash, so it's not shayach, it doesn't work. How do you know? Titania, because the pasuk says, the brisa says, I'm going to quote a pasuk, v'azachar, a male, v'lo tumtum v'androgynous, does not include a tumtum and androgynous. You might have thought lo yehebe erech ish, avol yehebe erech isha. Maybe you'd think that an androgynous and tumtum should be a female then. If it's not going to be male, it's going to be a female. Tama lomar, the pasuk says hazachar vim nekevahi. Right, that's the pasuk. Zachar vaday nekeva vaday. It has to be a definite male, definite female. Velo tumtum androgynous. Okay, it was okay. V'stam sifra, the Gemara says, v'stam sifra. Now, this price apparently was in the sifra, as Rashi says here, the sifra in Torah's Kohanim in Vayikra. Stam sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda agrees, right? This is Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that androgynous is not considered a male. So Gemara's, the implicit question is, why would his mila then be docha Shabbos? Well, we'll see in a second. The Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Afanan Amitanina, we also learned, Hakol Ksherin like Kadesh, Chutz Micheresh, Shaita V'Katan. Now, this is not the Kadesh to do Kiddushin for marriage. This is to sanctify, as Rashi says, the Mechatas, to put the Afer, the dust, the ashes, in the water. That needs to be a viable Jew. Right? A Cher Shaita V'Katan is not. You know, someone who is chayiv in mitzvos, and therefore that's not shayach to that halacha. Rabbi Yehuda machshev a katan. Rabbi Yehuda says a katan can do it. Uposel, and here's the important point: beisha uvandrogynous. We see that a woman is androgynous because Rashi says shmami no. Rabbi Yehuda kiisha meshavile. Apparently, you see androgynous is like a woman because the pasuk tells us that it needs to be a zachar. This is drushes in the Gemara in Yuma. So Gemara says. Okay, so if an androgynous is not a male, so Maishna Mila, why would get a Mila on Shabbos? So Mishum Dechtiv, the Pasuk says, Himol Lachem Kol Zachar. Because it's a special Pasuk, and it's a ribuy, it's an inclusion. Any male, any type of male, even if a person is a Suffolk, whether he's a male or a female, he still should get a Mila on Shabbos, and even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mila of an androgynous will be Docha Shabbos. Okay, fine. Seder Gomer, we'll just, I just do want to say one thing at the end. It is very special, I guess, for me to learn this daf today in the Daf Yomi. This daf does deal with, as we mentioned before, the certain viability of a baby born in certain situations. So Baruch Hashem, it is 1 year since our youngest was born in a miraculous way, and Baruch Hashem, he's doing great. So I do want to give public hodah lakel, thanks to Akash Baruch Hu, that for the Nisim and Iflos that he performed for us a year ago. It is very apropos to learn this daf today, on the baby's birthday. Okay, Shkoya Kodar Avosei, we'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.